Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
For real back on Coast to Coast, I got to say something right about this Draymond Green. I mean, this guy is such a moron. He has become the NBA's cancer. I mean, this guy can't play a single game anymore without some kind of gigantic, horrific incident. I mean, you know, one night he's choking a guy to death, and then he gets suspended, then he comes back, and he's punching guys. He tries to act like he's been, you know, tripped or tangled up or caught in a mesh. Meanwhile, what he's really doing is doing a full 360 smash of Nurkic's face with his entire elbow to wrist forearm, a blast to the side of his head. Who's he kidding? Like, what person with a right mind can watch that highlight and not think that that was an intended punch? He said he didn't mean to do it. He was sorry. All this other bullshack. This guy has become such a pain in the ass for his own team. You can't tell me that the Dubs and Steve Kerr aren't sick and tired of this guy. I mean, they have to be fed up. They got to be tired of the antics and the fighting and the choking and the punching and the tackling. I mean, he's in games the other day tackling people. I mean, he doesn't play basketball anymore. He literally is not a basketball player. You remember when he made him better? You remember when he would, like, step up and jack a three and actually make it? You remember when he would run the transition game and drop dimes? Remember when he made his teammates better? Remember when he took charges? Remember when he was one of the best defenders in the NBA? I remember all of that. I remember when he was all of those players. But those days are gone. The dude can't control himself. He's not like going out to play a basketball game every night. He's going out to start a war. He's going out to hurt people. He's going out to cause trouble. He's going out to deliver pain. He's just lost his gizzard. The guy has totally lost his mind. He is out of his mind. And now the NBA has suspended him indefinitely. I thought that was weak to begin with. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I saw, you know, suspended indefinitely, Draymond Green. Who's the league kidding? I mean, he got a flagrant foul, too, for punching Nurkic and was ejected for the third time this season. According to the NBA, the indefinite suspension takes into account his repeated history of unsportsmanlike acts. The league said the penalty handed down by Joe Dumars begins immediately, and it's already his second suspension this season. I had mentioned the other one. The NBA said he'll be required to meet certain league and team conditions before he returns to play. The Dubs GM Mike Dunleavy and his agent Rich Paul are going to meet today to start discussing a path of counseling and assistance for Green to move forward. The league didn't want to put a specific number on the suspension, but wants to allow Green the time he needs to deal with the challenges he's facing. He's going to lose $153,000-plus per game if his suspension is fewer than 20 games, and he'll lose $202,900 and change per game if more than 20 games. He's had three ejections, and that's tied for his most in a season. His first came after he picked up two techs against the Cavs on November 11th. His second was against the T-Wolves on November 14th when he choked out Rudy Gobert and put him in a headlock. The NBA suspended him 5 games after the Gobert incident, and they cited his history as a repeat offender for the length of the suspension. So he was ejected with 8 minutes left in the third quarter this week on Tuesday after he swung and punched Nurkic in the head while defending him. At first, while Green's back was turned to Nurkic, he repeatedly held Nurkic off of him. Eventually, Green turned and hit him in the head with his hand and forearm. Officials deemed the foul a flagrant two after they reviewed the video. After the game, Green said, "I'm not one to apologize for things I mean to do, but I do apologize to Nurkic because I did not intend to hit him." And that's a load of shack, as far as I'm concerned. He's full of it. Green went on to say, "I sell calls with my arms, so I was selling the call, and I swung, and unfortunately, I hit him," end quote. The Dubs made it clear to Green that they need him on the floor. And, of course, the Dubs are 10-13 going into their game with the Clippers tonight. And Clay and Wiggins have both been playing terrible ball. Kerr said, "We need him. We need Draymond. He knows that. We've talked to him. He's got to find a way to keep his poise and be out there for his teammates." And then Green acknowledged Kerr's message. "Like I said, if I intended to do that, then I would feel awful about not being there. But my intentions were just to sell the foul." He's just lying through his teeth. The Dubs have lost their leverage with disciplining this guy, Green, after failing to hold him accountable for punching Jordan Poole last year. And then when Green stomped on Sabonis of the Kings during the first round of the playoffs, the Dubs defended him, stood by him, and they did the same thing again after the Gobert incident. Kerr did say it was inexcusable. He's 33 now. He's been ejected 18 times in his career. That's the most among any active NBA player. The guy is just so painful. He's an idiot, and he thinks it's all about him. You know, I got to be honest with you, this indefinite suspension, I don't have a problem if they suspended this fool for the rest of the year. I think he should be suspended for at least 25 to 30 games. Like, how many times are you going to let this guy choke, kick, and punch other players in the league? He just keeps doing it. He's had every problem. June of 2016, a LeBron altercation. November of 2018, conduct detrimental to the team, he was suspended. March of 23, his 16th technical, suspended. April of 23, he kicks Sabonis. November of 23, he chokes Gobert. December of 23, he punches Nurkic. I mean, this guy's got a rap sheet like a guy going to San Quentin, for Christ's sakes. Toss his ass out of the league for 25 to 30 or more the rest of the season. Just get rid of his painful ass. Speaking of painful asses, again, I am going to go on a tirade about Luka Doncic. We all know the Slovenian is the hardest guy to guard as a guard in the NBA. He's unbelievable. We all know he's unstoppable. We all know how big and strong he is. He's got the size to hold anybody off. He's a problem for defenses like no other. He can score at will on anyone. He can deal and pass the ball as good as any player since Magic Johnson. The way this guy deals dimes, you'd think he was a banker. He makes everyone around him better. He's incredible. He's fun to watch. He is worth paying to watch. He is the reason that the Dallas Mavericks sell out their games. You might think it's Kyrie Irving, but it's actually Luka Doncic for sure. He's a perennial all-star. He plays on this crappy team, so he never goes anywhere and wins any rings. I know that, but one of these days, maybe, right? But my problem with him is I cannot stand watching this guy play anymore at all. Why? Because he cries like a newborn baby. This guy moans and groans and cries and argues and talks to the refs from the minute the game starts until the minute the game ends. He complains about every single call that is made during the game. He complains about calls that have nothing to do with him. He complains about calls for the other team. He complains about calls for his own team. He complains about calls and one calls when he gets the call. The guy drives, gets fouled, makes the basket, gets the and one, gets to go to the line, and he still complains to the refs when he's getting calls. I am so done watching this guy cry and just bitch. It never ends. I am sick and tired of it. I can't stand him. I hate the guy now. I cannot even tell you how much I can't stand this guy. I hate his guts. I can't watch him play. There's no player better that cries more than him. It ruins his game and makes me sick to my stomach. It's Pharrell Coast to Coast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.